On third and short, Stroud calls for the ball. Here's the snap. CJ looking. CJ pumping and firing. The ball is tipped, and it's intercepted inside the five. They're going to say drop.
Oh, they're going to say he's got it.
An official comes in late, and they're going to say it's picked. It was deflected along the way and picked off, and the Jags are going to stop the drive.
All right, that's Mark Vandermeer, as that sealed the game for the Jacksonville Jaguars as they defeated the Houston Texans yesterday. And that interception was not C.J. Stroud's fault. Obviously, as he was going back to throw that one, he got his arm hit, and then that deflection from the guy we just talked about in the last segment, Josh Hines Allen, that ended the game. He did throw another interception earlier in the fourth quarter. I think he had three turnovers in the fourth quarter. Obviously, Nico's one that was really, really tough as they were driving. But we do this each and every week. C.J. Stroud's get grade. What was it? 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. What did you have in terms of performance, a grade for C.J. Stroud? 25 of 38, 204, one touchdown, two interceptions, quarterback rating of 66.1. He also ran the ball four times for 22 yards. We'll start with you, Clint. What was your grade for C.J. yesterday?
Yeah, for me, it's an F.
Oh, God.
I've just seen enough, Ron. I mean, there was
good hell.
There's little to no positive approach to what we're watching. I mean, if the double move with Nico Collins, that was a throw in the ocean, it was a great call, great throw in the ocean, great execution by the wide receiver. I mean, that's literally the play, right? And it was a double move. The DB bit. The wide receiver was wide open. The quarterback didn't do anything but get it there. You know, we're just some of this stuff, Ron. You know, the interception.
Oh.
All right. The interception. Like you just can't make that throw. Like you just can't.
Stared it down.
You stared it down. Yeah. The commentators talking about, oh, he baited him. Look, he played this great. You can't do it. But more importantly for me, the reason I got to give him an F is because, look, I mentioned earlier, throwing the screens versus press man coverage, the poor separation and throwing the interception, you know, those are things that if you're any level of alpha, any level of leader, any level of, and it's not the interception itself, it's the fact that the spacing sucks. These receivers running routes on top of each other. These receivers running slants that are running together, running digs that are running together. At some point, C.J. Stroud has to say enough is enough. I'm the one out there doing all this stuff. We've got to, he's got to be more, ultimately. And I really mean more in preparation and how we're setting up for a game. Because what they're doing right now is just piss poor. As I said earlier, I think his unit it's lacking so much. Every aspect of the game, effort, energy, communication, physicality, like holding guys accountable, moping around because things ain't going good, the poor decisions, like a lot of that to me at this point has to fall on the lap of the quarterback. And so I'm there, number one, with C.J. Stroud. And I'm going to be honest with you, man. You know, I don't expect C.J. Stroud to be Lamar Jackson. But every game, we watch Red Zone during the post-game show every time, Ron. And I'm watching quarterbacks that are of the ilk of C.J. Stroud, like similar expectations, kind of team second, third year guys that are in line to get some money, or maybe they've already got some money, that, hey, the coach seems to be the right guy, things are coming. And I watch these guys deal with subpar protection, guys blowing coverages, free runners coming in on blitzes. And whether they're standing in there and delivering throws and taking the chin, or they're pushing up hard in the pocket like we saw Baker Mayfield. Don't tell me Baker Mayfield's a better athlete than C.J. Stroud. We saw Baker Mayfield since the rush last week, pushed up in the pocket. Everybody ran right by him and he went and got a first
Trevor
down.
Trevor did it.
Yeah, Trevor did it. Yeah, we're watching guys do things with good teams. I'm talking about good quarterbacks and good teams with playoff caliber rosters. We're watching those quarterbacks overcome some very similar protection problems, and CJ's just not doing it. And so I'm through with the, you know, pointing fingers everywhere else. Like, if CJ is going to be a $60-plus million-a-year guy, Ron, if CJ Stroud is going to be the face of this franchise moving forward, that he's got to take the bull by the horns and go get this done.
Well, hell, Clint, we keep this up. We may be having to look at a fifth-year option. Here in a bit.
Oh, the fifth-year option is more likely than 60
right now.
If they keep this up.
Text line coming in, F-minus. Someone said C-minus, D-minus. Someone else said, I will say C. A lot of it just had to do with the pressure, and he can't control that. I would say D. I don't think he's getting a ton of help. I was very around him, but I do think a lot of it is him. That's why I didn't get to an F.
But Ron, your guy. Here's the thing, though. Your guy. I mean, interrupt you, but your guy can't. Your quarterback can't be what Nick Caserio and D'Amico want everybody else to do. Just show up and do your job. Like, you can't. Like D'Amico, like, he's got to go to the sidelines. Hey man, enough with the left guard rotation, man. Give me a huddle that I'm familiar with, and let's go. Like, he's got to do the. We're at a fork in the road, where C.J. Stroud's got to quit waiting on D'Amico Ryans to make the right decision on offensive coordinator. That offensive coordinator grow up, and C.J. Stroud has to just take the bull by the horns. Sorry, I didn't mean to. I know you want to sell your D. My bad.
I don't need to sell your grade.
There was a day when you sold it.
D's not for sale.
D's no longer off the market.
And D's not for sale.
Your grade.
There's not even cards to be played right. D's not for sale. No, I mean, I think I was really disappointed in a lot of things. Like, one, I mean, and I don't think that's all on Nick Caley, but, I mean, hell, it doesn't matter if Christian Kirk plays slot or Berrios or anybody in slot, he made no impact. They found no way to really make any impact with him. It didn't matter. Everything looked like it did, even when he wasn't there. So that's concerning. That, all right, now Justin Watson ain't holding everybody that's going to be here, and it still looked like that. So it's a rough one.
Can I give you another example real quick?
Go ahead.
I'll be honest with you. If I'm CJ Stroud on that last drive, I'm telling Dalton Schultz in the huddle, hey boss.
Oh, yeah.
Chip 41's over there with their Ariante.
They told us he has control.
All you gotta do is tell him in the huddle. If you got a tight split, here's the deal, guys, in the huddle. If you got a tight split in this drive, chip the end. Period. Both sides, wherever you're at, chip the end. All right, let's go. Let's run the play, right? I mean, we're at a point where he's got it. It's year three for him, man. Veteran quarterbacks that are $60 million a year guys, they do those kind of things.
Was there even a play action on that third and one play? I can't even remember. Was there even play action?
No, I don't remember. There was a deep-ass drop. I don't remember if it was play action or not.
Oh, third and one. That play action could have helped. Maybe slow down that 1 second they needed. Mm. There might have been. All right, I see somebody gave him an E. I see a lot of people coming in with their grades. Coming up, D'Amico, he did it again with those comments that are driving people nuts. But I think if we listen to it closer, I think we're maybe starting to see maybe where some of this disconnect is coming in the locker room. We'll discuss that as we continue.